My brethren, one of the most wonderful things in the life of the church is that almost every day we have a saint to honor. Yeah. You look at the liturgical calendar of the church, you can see that almost every day we have a saint to honor. And today we honor the two great saints of our religion, St. Peter and Paul, the foundation of the church. So it is a good time for us to contemplate these two great examples so that we can follow the good and holy example of life. So let us briefly take a look at both of them to see who they are and how they live their witness to Christ. So about St. Peter, he was a very simple man, unlearned, and a fisherman. And he called by Jesus, and he followed him to learn with Jesus. And before, during the public life of Jesus Christ, and before the passion of Christ, so sometime he was rebuked or praised by Jesus for his thinking and saying, because his character is very, very prompt in response to the questions of Jesus. And he was usually the first one to speak out his thinking. So for example, when Jesus was speaking about the bread of life that he would give to the people. In the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, so many people, especially many people like the Jew, they felt it's hard to hear the truth that Christ is speaking. So many of them went away because they didn't understand Jesus. And Jesus looked around and he asked the apostle, "When you go away?" And Peter replied immediately, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." It's a wonderful profession of faith of Peter in Jesus Christ. And also in today's gospel, St. Peter, again, he was praised by Jesus for what he said about him. And Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." So with his profession of faith in Jesus, he was chosen by Jesus to be the rock that upon which Jesus would build his church. So sometimes St. Peter, he was praised by his thinking and saying. But once he was rebuked very seriously by Jesus, by our Lord. So when Jesus talking about he would go to Jerusalem and he would be handed to the chief priest, the scribe, and he would be mocked and would be crucified, would die. And Peter, again, he expressed his desire, and he did not want Jesus has to suffer death, passion and death. And Jesus said very, very seriously about him. He says, "Satan, get behind me. You are thinking not the things of God, but things of men." So St. Peter, because he quick talk and respond, so he may commit some faults. And so that is why sometimes you will praise, but sometimes you will rebuke by our Lord. And also after the resurrection of Christ, Peter, he became a total different person. And one thing I forgot to mention, like during the passion of Christ, Peter, due to his weakness and fear, he denied his relation to Jesus Christ. Not once, twice, but three times. But after the resurrection of Christ, Peter became a total different person. And again, before commissioned to him the duty of feeding the lamb and the sheep of Christ, Jesus questioned him three times. Do you love me more than this? And Peter answered three times, yes, thou know I love thee. And he became the head of the apostle and the whole church to take care of the sheep of Christ. And also he kept preaching the name of Jesus, the crucified, to the people. And the Jew, and mentioned in the Acts of the Apostles, the Herod and the Jew, they didn't want to hear the preaching of Peter. They forced and prevented him from preaching Jesus Christ to the people. And again, St. Peter said, we ought to obey God rather than man. We ought to obey God rather than man. He kept preaching the name of Jesus. And finally, sometimes he was arrested and rescued miraculously by the angel of God. And finally, St. Peter, he ended his life by martyrdom. He was crucified upside down. And the tradition says he requested being crucified upside down because he felt he's not worthy to die in the same manner as Christ. So that's very briefly about wonderful life and witness of St. Peter. And about the letter to St. Paul. St. Paul is maybe the opposite in his background, because St. Paul is alone, highly educated among the Jews. And he very anxious, very zealous in persecuting the Church of Christ. But after being converted by our Lord on the way to Damascus, he became a totally different person. From the persecutor, became the preacher of Christ. And his love for Christ is so great that he was ready and willing to suffer frequent imprisonment, like captivity, tortures, hunger, thirst, cold and nakedness, and all other forms of perils. And he says, I live, not I, but Jesus Christ lives in me. And also he says, to me, like to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And also St. Paul also ended his life by martyrdom. He was beheaded sometime like in the years of 64. So that's a very brief brief look on those great saints of the church. Yeah. So they made a difference in the differences in their characters and their backgrounds, but they have this one thing in common, is that their love and faith in Jesus Christ. Yeah. And both of them die for Christ and witness to Christ by their martyrdom. Yeah. So let us, on this day, we contemplate the life of St. Peter and St. Paul, so that we can imitate the holy examples of life in our life today. So our time in this day is also very, it's different, but also very difficult and challenging times. Because, the princes of the world, they also they trying to prevent us from living our Catholic faith, our Catholic conviction. They don't want to hear we talk about Jesus Christ. They don't want us to express our conviction about faith and morals. They don't want to hear. They want to suppress. They want to force us to stop believing in Jesus Christ, talking about Jesus Christ, talking about Catholic faith and morals. They don't want to hear. So that is a form of persecution, even much softer than in time of the apostle. But anyway, it's persecution. So we need to be brave and to learn the example from St. Peter and Paul to live our faith in all circumstances of life. In good season and out of season, we can say, like St. Peter, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.